Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I know that Christianity is a religion of peace. You can remind me about the Crusades and all the blood that was shed then in the name of religion. But that was then, not now. We've grown up. We have matured. We don't try to spread the faith with the sword. It seems to me that Christians and Jews alike try to follow some simple teachings. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Judge not, unless you wish to be judged. That's just not true of the radical jihadists of Islam. They have not matured. They don't care about human life. They kill innocent women and children, and I'm talking about the extreme terrorist fringe of that religion. Look at the contrast. The leader of Iran comes to the United States, speaks to the United Nations, speaks in one congressman's district in New York. He is treated with respect, even though he has spent all his time saying death to the infidels, drive Israel into the sea. Well, if the leader of any Christian nation talked like that, every Western news media would condemn that talk. If one of our leaders called for the assassination of a Muslim leader, not just Muslims would be angry, the whole world would be angry also. There's a double standard here. They get a free pass. Remember the Danish cartoons that degraded Islam? Muslims around the globe were rioting. The Pope quoted a 14th century Byzantine emperor, and the quote offended Muslims. The quote suggested that Muslims are violent. What did they do? They immediately resorted to violence, proving the point. They killed an Italian nun in Somalia. And on the West Bank in Gaza, Muslims attacked 7 churches. And remember the false story about flushing the Quran at Guantanamo? More riots. The enemy that we face is not rational. Our newspapers, movies, and television producers have no qualms about degrading Christianity. They wouldn't dare take on Islam. They don't want to get killed. We need to stand up to the jihadists and good Muslims, and that includes most Muslims. They need to get their deadly fringe brothers in line. The days of religious crusades are over. We need to respect each other and align with each other in peace. Okay, any thoughts you have, I can be reached at jblock@ofwlaw.com. Have a great week.